A lot's happening and a lot's not happening. And, you know, we were talking last week is how technology has facilitated business and has come to the rescue this year. You know, with all the social distancing and the pandemic precautions, haven't seen customers a whole lot. That would be the biggest difference, I would say, this year is customer contact, and that's been limited to a great degree. And technology has facilitated, gosh, we did $100 million plus in loans in probably less than 60 days, and it would have taken us more than 60 months, right, perhaps 60 years to lend that amount of money. And so that's been on the mind of a lot of our customers as well. We've been getting a lot of PPP calls, and we're into the forgiveness portion of it, but yet there's still no guidance as to what's going to happen. A lot of speculation, a lot of discussion, a lot of lobbying going on by community banks such as ours to our senators and congressmen to forgive, do a blanket forgiveness of PPP loans under a certain amount. And the number batted around is $150,000 or less. Right. If you have that, they will forgive all of those loans under that amount. I'm sure with some type of cursory review to make sure you use the funds properly, but there's no way that the SBA is set up to receive the amount of applications they're going to be hit with.
I mean, do you remember how many County National Bank ended up, like, what was our final number? It was well over 1,000, wasn't it? 1,000 applications?
I do not know the final number. We were doing loans right up till they closed. Mm-hmm. And I believe it was funded right up through the day we were offering them. I remember that last week we did have three or four calls and were able to help out. And you know, it's up to Congress to give us guidance and provide guidance to our customers. So we're keeping our fingers crossed they will do some type of blanket forgiveness and give us some clear direction, because as we've said several times on the show, the markets hate uncertainty, banks hate uncertainty, lenders hate uncertainty, and we just need some clarification.
Mm-hmm. And when they opened it up for sole proprietors to be able to, you know, get access to PPP funds, I think that was a game changer for a lot of different businesses in Jackson County. You know, we had a lot of mom and pops, we had a lot of, you know, construction workers and things like that that needed those funds to be able to survive. And I think that was pretty awesome that, again, County National was able to help with that, even up to the very last day, like you said.
And we're still reaping the benefits of being there when people needed us, mm-hmm, and still getting new customers. And it created a lot of goodwill for our bank within the community. And sometimes when a crisis hits, whoever's there to help is gonna reap the rewards down the line. And we saw that during the recession of 2008 through, you know, it kind of turned on a dime in 2015 and 16. Mm-hmm. Went from a completely foreclosure market. I would ask Ron Ellison most every day, hey, do you have any sales? Do you have any refis? Do you have anything outside of foreclosures? And for, I would say, 3 or 4 years, the answer was no. And right. So you can't find a house to buy now. People are skittish to put their house up for sale because it is such a seller's market. And we have a demand for construction and a lack of trades. But that will come back as demand stabilizes and continues. And so a lot of uncertainty going forward. Certainly, there's going to be some challenging times coming out of this. But, I've said for the last several months that our size through this as a community bank with, frontline decision makers, most of the people you talk to at County National Bank have the ability to make a decision that perhaps another bank would have a blanket policy on, no exceptions, toe the line. that's just not the case
right.
with us across the board. Lending, deposits, branch-wise, you know, we have the ability to be flexible if it makes sense to our employees. And certainly without breaking any laws, we we try to accommodate as much as possible. And so, yeah, it's been a challenging year, but a good year on a lot of fronts as well. So,
and we've been fortunate too. We've had a lot of employees that really picked up the ball when it came to the PPP funds. And even now, I mean, this is a whole different world we're living in with masks and, you know, plastic guards in front of our teller, you know, windows and things like that. So we really have been fortunate as a bank to have employees that really work with, you know, the different guidelines and kind of what our HR department and president see fit for our bank to follow the rules. So huge shout out to our branches. Like you said, the traffic has definitely changed. You know, for a long time, only drive-through was open, and that was something really for our customers to get used to. I mean, one of the things that we pride ourselves on is relationships, mm-hmm. and, you know, our frontline people have those relationships with our business customers and our, you know, our personal customers coming in to make deposits and withdrawals, and, you know, when you take that away and put a speaker in place of it, it's difficult. But I think we've done a great job. I mean, we've still held steady with employment. You know, there hasn't been anybody that we've had to lay off during all this. Actually, we're hiring more people, which is a good thing. And, you know, just kind of riding the wave of COVID and all of the other stuff and trying to keep everybody safe and still do what we do best.
And probably a good time to mention all of our job openings. We have tons of opportunity at the bank. And talking to John as I left for the show this morning, he said, hey, if you're out there, you're looking for a job, you know, send us your resume.
Absolutely.
You never know. And a lot of the people we have now, you know, are local. People we know have deep roots in Jackson and are going to stay. And that's one thing that's continuity, longevity. That's what we strive for. In today's world, it's hard to retain people because the job market is so attractive. But, you know, if you enjoy a variety, I would say, and you're a people person, you know, we want to talk to you.
Absolutely.
And we have opportunities and across the board. I know we have a trust officer position open, mm-hmm. a commercial lending position open, mm-hmm. Probably a couple of credit analysts positions open here in Jackson. And, you know, with growth, you know, we need more help. And it's been a good year for us. Again, we've been blessed with strong ties to the community and loyal customers that simply are in our corner. And so if you're out there and you're looking to make a change and are going to stay in Jackson, mm-hmm. enjoy Jackson, and believe in community banking, send us your resume.
Absolutely. And, you know, County National really took the reins this summer in getting a few interns and some college students that were home, you know, pretty early. And they were awesome. And I think that they left, you know, at the end of their internship with a positive outlook on County National Bank. I mean, they were very fortunate to learn the ways of banking from this type of a bank.
Well, there's one still at the bank, and you know, I've been reluctant to talk about it, but yeah, we had several good interns, and you know, my daughter has actually been interning in our wealth management department mm-hmm. in Hillsdale all summer. And she's still there. She's still working a couple of days a week while she's taking the online classes at Ohio State University. Hopefully they will open up campus. Hopefully I will be able to go to a football game at the Horseshoe. hopefully the Michigan game, but, you know, who knows?
Right.
But she is going to be a certified financial planner, and she's been gaining her hours towards her test when she graduates. And, you know, it's been a fantastic experience for her. And, you know, I think back, I think every morning when she drives down there is when I used to get up in 1997 and drive down to Hillsdale, and you know, how fast time goes. And so she's learning a lot. And our wealth management department, hey, it's one-stop shop. You get so many services through that one department that if you were to do your estate plan and lay everything out, how you want your assets to go, how your money is to be spent after you're gone, or presently just for peace of mind, you would have to go to several different service providers to get the same service that our wealth management trust department can do for you here in Jackson. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's something that we used to have two very large trust departments here in Jackson when I first started in banking in the early 90s. But it's something that has gone a little bit to the wayside. Trust has a different perception now than it used to be. But with so many laws and how complicated things are these days, it's nice to have several people that you can talk to in one spot that have the legal, the accounting advice, the financial advice, all the best Class A service providers in the industry.
Yeah. And they have a lot of experience too. You know, they've seen all different roles. So mm-hmm. I agree with you. Definitely a one-stop shop, and we've got some great people on board.
Mm-hmm. Started to talk a little bit about technology. You actually develop our products, and we're running out of time, but we're going to use this as a season-long project.
Yes.
You're going to get me all hooked up with everything I can get on my phone. And this first one, we're going to do right after. Yeah, good luck. It's going to be right after the show. You're going to download this for me.
That's right. So we have an app. It's called Card Valet. And what it does is you basically hook it up to your debit card through County National Bank. And it can be a personal debit card, or it can be a lot of businesses have business debit cards for, you know, office supplies and things like that. So you can hook your card up to this particular app. And what it does is you can set it for budgeting. So if you only want to be able to have to spend a certain amount of money in a certain area, it can alert you when you're getting close to that limit. You can also set up alerts for every time you use it. So I personally love this aspect of it. My kids happen to have my debit card information and tend to go online and buy things often. And so every time that it's used, I get a little alert. So it's kind of a, hey, what'd you guys do on Amazon today? What am I going to expect? So, but it's great it's also a great mitigation for fraud. So if there is something fraudulent that's happening on your card, you get an immediate alert anytime that it's used. And what I love about it too is for businesses, if you have a debit card for your company that you give to your office personnel, maybe to go out and buy supplies, or let's say you have a driver that you give a debit card to, and you really want to limit their amount of spending, or if you want to even limit the places where they can spend it. If you have a driver that you gave a card to for gas, you can say this card has a maximum limit of $100 on it and can only be used at gas stations. But you can also change it at any given time. So let's say your driver needs to stop multiple times and actually went over the limit. You can still give him that option. All in the click of a button on your phone. Another great thing, I don't know if you ever lose your debit card. I misplace mine often. I often find it in the washing machine. but if you ever misplace it, there's an option on there to where you can turn your debit card off until you find it and then flip it right back on.
I usually leave mine in the ATM machine, but now they make you take your card before you take your cash.
Yeah,
and so
I
have
that
not,
the other day. That was
kudos to whoever thought of that.
Yeah. Yep. So if you have a County National Bank debit card, it is a free app. I'm telling you, it's wonderful. It puts all of your transactions right in the palm of your hands. It's called Card Valet. It's a little orange app symbol, and you can hook it up to any debit card. I also use this. I was talking to a friend about their college student who they gave a debit card to on a checking account. And they can monitor their college student spending with it.
I'm glad my parents didn't have that ability.
Yeah.
No, we'll chronicle my experience with Card Valet. It sounds very informative. And in today's world of fraud and cybersecurity and everything else, it's a good item to have
and
at your fingertips.
It is secure. Mm-hmm. So I don't want you to think just because it's an app on your phone, mm-hmm. like you're giving your debit card number out to anybody. It goes through the same security features that our online banking does. So there are firewalls in place. I mean, I showed you have to do a Face ID or a specific username and password. So it is secured, and it's very handy to have, especially right now when, you know, I'm kind of just waiting for the huge fraud wave to hit because everybody's been bored this summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're thinking of ways to get your money.
Good deal. Well, thanks, Melissa. Another week wrapped up. Everyone enjoy the fall colors and sunshine and warm weather we have ahead of us, and we'll see you next week. You can reach me at 768-0056.
And me at 782-5540.